Simplify your life today.
Chaos on the border. What happens when drug dealers push the regular folk out? Life on some of those border towns, and what about that fence? We'll talk about it. Cheap movie reviews coming up. We're swinging into yet another weekend. But maybe you're not spending any do-re-mi at the flicks because you had to spend more money than you thought you were going to ante up for the iPod. Saturday is the big release day. People lining up across America. Hey, Apple does it better than anyone else in the business, don't they? They create the buzz. It's out there. It's leaking out there, and some of the stories start to get out there. So thousands of iPad apps were released. Just get that rumor mill churning. But what about the device itself? That Saturday release. So we're going to talk about things that I've learned about it. We already have mentioned some of the things that could change life as we know it, or maybe not. But you wait till you hear some of the things that I found out on the QT. Kate Delaney here, America Tonight, the name of the show. As you can tell, we zig and zag all over the place, including in another 10 minutes. Do you ever wonder what's behind Kit Kat Jesus or Tortilla Jesus? How about the nun bun? Every once in a while, we'll see a story that'll crop up where someone has seen Jesus, the face of Jesus, in an unusual place, in a screen door, in a Cheerio bowl, so, you know, some odd thing, and people line up to see. Pictures are taken. There was also, remember the Jesus that was sold? It was the grilled cheese Jesus, I believe, or grilled cheese Virgin Mary that was sold on eBay for like $28,000. Anyway, we'll get it straight. Harry Tyrone has a book out about it, and we're going to talk to him next. Perfect. Right in time for Easter, right? For many people, Holy Thursday, swinging into Holy Friday, and then Sunday is Easter. In the meantime, we were talking about the East Coast being underwater, and I felt like I owed you a follow-up to that story because I was just clobbered in the email by so many people wondering, hey, what's going on? We're talking about Mother Nature and how much has fallen, how many inches of rain in the East Coast. Well, in New Jersey, in New York, in Massachusetts, the rain has gone away. But Rhode Island, you're seeing that the damage is now sitting up and is pretty bad as far as the floodwaters that have started to recede. So that state of emergency was a smart thing to do, at least there. Rhode Island, it seems, got hit the hardest. Now, other parts of New England also had flooding, but Rhode Island took it, I believe, from everything that I've been able to find out, the worst of all of the states. Because, as I said, the flooding was so bad, you had it in the backyards, up to the front doorstep. And already this was 2 weeks after the floods had subsided and there was sunshine, and then poof, it's the swollen river just spilled out all over the place, and it's cleanup time pretty much up and down the East Coast, depending on the location of the homes in the neighborhood. Closer to the rivers that were so high, obviously they saw it worse, but I believe truly it was Rhode Island that had the most people who were affected by the floods up and down the East Coast. Cross your fingers, no more rain in the forecast. I was talking to someone today about this. How many of you have filled out your census form? Did you get a census form in the mail? Did you fill it out? Did you fill any of the questions out? Did you ignore it and end up in the trash somewhere? You're supposed to answer the census questions, but really, are they going to go, they being government, go after people and fine you for not doing that? And now more trickling in, so there's less of an outcry, you know, from the government saying, oh, we need these census forms, because more are starting to come in the last day or two. And remember, the whole census thing is about your representation. And they know everything about us anyway. It's like somebody sent me an email. It was, it was John Quinones, and he said to me in the email, well, why should I fill this out anyway? I mean, I'm here legally. I've got my family. Why do they need to know anything else? Well, it's your representation, and it's ultimately what dollar-wise you will get in your area. And no, you don't have to fill out all the other questions. I don't blame you. I wouldn't. Just answer the first question and move on from there. You don't have to go deep on this, and that might be the problem for some of the people not wanting to do, those who didn't want to do the census, feeling that it was, they didn't want to answer all these questions about ethnic background and all the other specific things that the census has, because it's a two-pager if you went through the whole thing. But this officially was Census Day. So in case you're wondering, April Fool's Day was also Census Day. Don't know if anyone pulled any pranks on you or not. I had a couple of people try to do that to me, but I think we were just too aware, and the jokes fell flat, so it did not happen to me. But maybe somebody in your world was a little more clever. I had somebody send me an email and tell me that they were moving to France, tried to convince me, because this is something that had been discussed before, that this was going to happen, and I wasn't buying it. I knew the date, and I knew it was nonsense, and so I knew my buddy and his wife absolutely were not leaving. We're going to dive into this, too, in Fair or Foul. Check this out. Michael Jackson's doctor needs his license, he says, to pay the lawyers. He's been upside down in this whole thing since Michael Jackson died, and the questions remain, what happened? What was the big cover-up? And this is Dr. Conrad Murray. I mean, he's really financially now hanging on by a thread and couldn't defend himself against the charges. He's saying if he loses his license to practice medicine, how's he going to be able to do that? He can't pay his defense team. I have a feeling they don't care that much about it. But the California Medical Board is going to ask a judge on Monday to bar him from seeing patients in California as a condition of his bail. So all of you are on the same page. Murray pled not guilty to involuntary manslaughter back in February. And, you know, the whole thing was, what was he giving Jackson? And the main thrust of what the judge wanted out there was he couldn't use any anesthesia on any of the patients that he has. That was one of the main conditions of his bail, and this is what Dr. Murray does. And that was his big argument. And remember, the propofol is intoxication, acute propofol intoxication is what the L.A. coroner concluded that Jackson died from. And this is powerful stuff that you get in, like, the ICU. Anybody have a friend or family member ever in that condition, you know that that's what they'll get often. It's an incredible anesthetic. And the idea is it knocks you out cold so you don't feel that pain. And that's what Jackson was taking. It was crazy when you saw the medicine that was being pumped into him. It didn't make any sense. You thought, no wonder why he's in this condition. So, sorry, I don't think he should get his, certainly he shouldn't get his license back. Too bad. He'll have to get a public defender like everybody else who can't afford to pay the big attorney fees. Stay with us. Maybe you've had a Jesus sighting, perhaps, in your sandwich, or you thought you saw something that looked like Jesus or Mary or Joseph or some other holy figure at one point in your life. The guy to talk about is Harry Cherone. That's next here on America Tonight.
If you gotta try My Pillow, introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, My Pillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. My Pillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. My Pillow is 100% made in the USA and has an
sinuses. They feel like they'll explode.
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor recommended. SinoFresh homeopathic antiseptic nasal spray. It's the only patented and Protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh homeopathic antiseptic nasal spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Jim Newcomer with Midas Resources, talking today about change. Not the change we were promised by President Obama, but the reality that we must face in these changing economic times. With our national debt currently exceeding $12.5 trillion and our unfunded liabilities totaling over $107 trillion, the value of the U.S. dollar continues its slide into oblivion. There's still time to ensure your financial security with precious metals, but you need to act today. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we can explore how Midas Resources can help you secure your financial future. With our government continuing to find new ways to spend our money at the expense of our children and grandchildren, there's still time to acquire a true hedge against inflation with precious metals. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we'll discuss how you can take physical possession or convert your IRA into precious metals before it's too late. 800-686-2237, extension 104, and make the commitment today to retain the security you worked a lifetime to establish.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com.
The pain of losing, it's rough. As a longtime Eagles fan, for all of you listening in Wildcat territory, ooh, although you've won, but I can relate to the pain when you're oh so close and you just don't close the deal. Sorry about that to all my pals in Lexington who were pulling for the Wildcats. I was right there with you. It blew up my brackets, and Stu just reminded me of that. The Final Four is set. And let me consult here live on these airwaves with Matt Johnson. Matt, what do you think? Are we going to do in our third hour on Tuesday another nail the score?
That is correct. We are going
right.
to do that.
And we know the games.
Meeting, but, yeah, we'll do the two games.
Yeah, but we know the teams at least. There's no mystery. So
right.
That's a good thing.
So third hour, 15 after, we'll do it.
Third hour, 15 after. Everybody got that? Live production meeting. This is how it's done in radio. See all the time we saved? We're trying to save the company money. No donuts, no coffee. None of that nonsense. You don't have to. This is a great thing. So remember that. Mark it down for all you Georgetown, Kentucky folks.
And nobody better pick Duke.
Yes, please. We're upset at Duke. So you want to go with Butler? We like the Butler idea. We've got Michigan State, Butler, and Duke, and West Virginia. West Virginia would be a lot of fun, too. So just if you don't pick Duke, and we're all happy.
Be prepared tomorrow night, third hour, 15
That's
after,
right.
quarter after.
And you actually have time to do some research if you want to do that research thing. But it doesn't matter. Remember, it's random numbers. This has been a strange tournament where some of the teams have really run it up, where you're seeing 90-some points. Or then you're seeing really tight games that are low-scoring games. There has been games where there's been a bunch of defense, but some higher scores than I've seen in a very long time. I'm going to re-rack and go back to the numbers for a second and healthcare. I said this before Stu came on. The new law in with this healthcare reform, I'm going to say it again, the ratio is 3-1. So that means a 50-year-old would be charged or could be charged only three times as much as a 20-year-old because insurers typically charge six or seven times as much to older customers as to younger ones in states with no restrictions. But now with the new law limits, that's what that would do because it restricts how much insurers can raise premium costs based on age alone. That's why you'll see the increase. So if somebody, that's what I'm making the point, if somebody is self-employed, a kid self-employed, he's 24 years old, he's not making, you know, that much money. I gave the example of, like, I had a cousin in this situation, so he was paying a little under $175, just him. No family, no whatever. And now he would see that jump up, probably overall $300 more or so a year. So that, I think, is pretty clear to everybody. But they're not great numbers. So if you're younger, that could add up, and there are some maybe benefits, but the idea that you could stay on your parents' insurance, but that's if the parents can cover you. Or, as Stu said, you know, my mother said to us, okay, I got your back for the four, and I'm going to help you and do what I can, and certainly she helped us. But we could have stayed with her when we graduated, whatever. But the coverage thing and not working is not going to work for a lot of people. There are other kids in the house, and it's not necessarily easy to stay on the parents' coverage. I mean, if it's affordable and they can do it, or you stay on the parents' coverage and you flip them a little bit of money, you know, it just depends on the scenarios. Tax credits will be there for people who make up to four times the federal poverty level. That's $43,000, a little bit over, for a single person. But the credits really are mixed up based on income and whatever the premium costs are. And then low-income single people without children are covered for the first time by Medicaid, and that's maybe $9 million or more. But the average really is that people who are younger than 35 are buying their own insurance on the individual market would pay maybe 40, 50 bucks a month more. Ooh, and that 50 bucks could add up. That can eat real quick into your budget I'll just cut that word out of my vocabulary. It will eat into your budget. Whatever you would do normally, 50 times 50 times a year, and that is too much money for somebody who is struggling, trying to make it, and just starting out in their career. This is just one thing that has changed with healthcare, and that's what we were talking about, the debt that now we are also rolling into. So the big deal is the pre-existing condition, which all of us agree that that's a good thing. But the pre-existing condition deal with kids has obviously gotten some hot under the collar, including Kathleen Sebelius, who is the woman who runs Health and Human Services, the secretary, and she was on one of the Sunday talking shows. I think it was CNN that she was on. Here's what she had to say.
Well, there was some discussion in a couple of articles over the weekend, John, that suggested that companies were looking at the legislative language. And we just thought it was appropriate as we are in the process of developing regulations for the policy that will be the law in September of this year, to make it very clear that parents shouldn't worry. The law is that children with pre-existing conditions must be covered under their parents' policies. The services that they need for those pre-existing conditions must be covered. The regs will be out shortly to make that very clear. But in the meantime, we thought it was appropriate to put the companies on notice that that's the legislative intent. That's what we intend to do. We intend to follow the law.
All right, so, yeah, they're going to go by pushing the regs, changing the regs, getting them out there. There's been some question about kids and the pre-existing condition, and the idea is now that, boom, that's in law, that's it, right away. If you have a child, then that's off the books. You don't have to worry about it. But if you're an adult, it's still there for the next couple of years, and then that changes over. So if you have some kind of a pre-existing condition, you're afraid to get tested for something because you have to wait, you're changing jobs, you're changing insurers, then you still have to play that game. Since it's not going to cover adults right now, it kicks in for kids. But the kid thing is, I mean, hey, you can't deny that. The kid thing is good. The kids should be. And the insurers are agreeing to even fix the gap in kids' coverage, which they should do. There's no reason you have all these sick kids after this whole healthcare overhaul nonsense. The insurance industry needs to take some of this on their shoulders, so they're not going to try to block any effort to fix that glitch. And that's what Sebelius is talking about there, saying that insurers are going to take the new regulations and they're going to, you know, they're going to forget the uncertainty over the guarantee. They're going to dispel that whole thing over that guarantee that children with medical problems can get coverage starting this year. So they're going to fix it. They're going to fix it so that that happens. They don't want another war of words and angry people calling them up and people with sick children thinking that, okay, this is covered and now I'm getting screwed here. So the health plans are doing what they have to do to avoid getting shellacked by horrible, horrible coverage. And the whole idea was that would stop any kid from being denied health care because they have that pre-existing condition thing. So forget the whole loophole deal. And I agree with Sebelius on that. This is already a broken system with the pre-existing nonsense anyway. So that won't be a problem for people who are trying to sweat it out. But for adults, you got a couple of years on that. It's not kicking in right away. We move from healthcare coverage coming up on the flip side to states with the highest taxes, the cha-ching factor. Some of them you may already know. And, you know, tax rolls are down with the unemployment rate. But, boy, there are certain parts of the country where you might be living next to those that are making a big buck or two and you're suffering and have probably been for a while because you got to pay those big taxes. And some of the places are on the East Coast, and some of them are in some pretty cool areas, too. So you pay for the sunshine. We'll talk about that. And a revelation by Ricky Martin and a very strange twist in the Tiger Woods going to Augusta moment that could be spoiled by a former porn star.
You owe the IRS money you can't pay? Then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes, and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN, and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. My pillow for the rest of your life.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish. With and nitrogen.
To America tonight. Thank you very much. You are locked and loaded. And the man who sings Livin' La Vida Loca, Ricky Martin, couldn't have been sworn by more screaming teenagers and grown women back in his day than anybody I can think of. A really good looking guy who did the club scene in Miami and L.A., the Puerto Rican with the big wide smile, who was part of Menudo. Ricky Martin had a bunch of hits, and it seemed like, you know, he was the guy that everybody was after. I don't think it's really a surprise, though, that he's gay. He never, came out while he was big. He had an interview with Barbara Walters where she asked him something about, do you want to say about, you know, if you're a homosexual, do you want to clear up the rumors? And he said, I don't want to discuss it at this time, or something like that. So in the era of the blog, Ricky Martin has his own blog. And he came out and just said, and it makes news naturally, right? Just says, I'm a fortunate homosexual man. And he said, many people tell me, hey, it's not important, it's not worth it, you worked for all these years, you built it, Everything you've built will collapse. Many people in the world aren't ready to accept the truth, your reality, your nature. And he went into that whole thing about how people told him that. I think anymore with celebrities and entertainment, the bombshells that are, have dropped out of the air in the past decade, nobody cares. Are you kidding me? Think Tiger Woods and all that other stuff. I don't think anybody... I don't think anymore, and the announcement is such a big deal, unless you're a politician with a family, you're running on family values, and then there's tawdry photos of you, and you're voting against every gay rights thing that comes down the pike, but it turns out they have you cold, you know, with some other guy and other dalliances. You're the James McGreevy dude, the former governor of New Jersey, who married not one woman and had a child, married another woman and had a child, and then was fooling around at truck stops and all this crazy nonsense. Then that's huge news, huge, because they're hypocritical and liars and, you know, did whatever they could to get elected, and that's wrong. But I don't think with entertainers anybody's so stunned anymore, and I don't think it affects whatever's going on in his career. I don't think it affects it very much, other than Puerto Rico's a big Catholic country, and, you know, maybe there he might be affected a little bit, but probably still not. I'm thinking probably in this day and age, Somebody who is affected is the guy that I just mentioned, Tiger Woods, and this was too good to pass up. Normally, we don't necessarily go down this lane, but I'm going to go here. Jocelyn James, name sounds familiar. The porn star who says Tiger Woods twice impregnated her. She's going to dance or appear at an Atlanta strip club while he's competing at the very prestigious Masters tournament in Augusta. So I wonder how much he's getting paid for appearance, probably big bucks. All over this website, they have things like, I'll just read you an announcement, you know, this woman who has gigantic boobs and that look in her eye is staring out from the website, and it says, Tiger's alleged mistress, Jocelyn James, is in town, and Tiger is just 50 miles away at the Masters, April 8th through 10th. Will Tiger come to see her at the Pony? Will they start sexting again? I mean, look, they're just taking advantage of a good opportunity, marketing-wise, and they're playing it up. So whatever they're paying her, they're going to try to make the big bucks back. And in the midst of all of this, it's going to take a long time for him to see this in his rearview mirror, whether we all could care less about it at this point or not. But every time you'll see or hear a story that comes out about Tiger Woods, there'll be yet another woman that steps up and says, you know what, I had an affair with Tiger Woods. At this point, it doesn't matter. We've just stopped counting. Porn stars, wannabe actresses, whoever. What do they call them? Hostesses, whatever. At this point, I think we're just completely over the whole Tiger Woods thing. Are we over, Matt, are we just tired of the Tiger Woods deal?
I'm way over it.
I am too. Although I do think this thing is funny because they're taking advantage of the strip club, let's face it, and they're playing up her whole appearance. And they probably already get a bunch of people in there, but they'll get some other people that may stop in.
Of course.
Yeah.
There's going to be the tourists coming through the strip club.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too. I wonder how many women go to strip clubs.
Not speaking from personal experience, but...
I like how you qualify that.
I think there's a healthy minority.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. I'll tell a funny story. When I moved to... I was doing a sports show, and I moved to Texas. And, yeah, I've lived in a lot of different places. And who cares, except for that it's always interesting to me. It's always fun when you go to a new town and people are usually so anxious to tell you, oh, this is a great place to live, and here's some great golf courses, and here's some of the cool things in the city, and whatever. Whether it's Albuquerque, I lived in Albuquerque, or whether it's California, in Santa Barbara or San Diego or Philadelphia, you know, pick a place, any place. And in Texas, when I was on the air and this doing this sports thing, and it was really, I think it was innocent enough, but people would call up and say, I'd say, hey, hands down, where's the best place to get a steak? And I'm not kidding you. People would call up and say all the time, oh, you got to go to this place. It's called The Lodge. And I say, is that a strip club? Oh, who cares? Strip club, but it has the best beef ever. I mean, the best. I'm telling you this. You got to go there. Nobody cares. Women go there. It doesn't matter. So maybe, maybe women are just going there for the food. Or to keep an eye on their significant other. Keeping an eye on taxes, there was a list of the highest, the states that pay the highest taxes. And Hawaii, with the incredible beaches and, you know, beautiful water and all the things that Hawaii offers, the Hawaiians are paying some pretty big bucks when it comes to taxes. Like 11% for incomes over 200,000, but the state has some of the country's highest earners. So, you know, you're talking about serious outlays of cash. But the state collects $5,606 annually for every taxpayer. Yeah, for everyone. So visitors, I believe, are paying some of that. Property tax has to be high in some areas of Hawaii, I would think. I mean, look, I looked at some of the places over there, pretty expensive. But other places besides Hawaii, Connecticut, Vermont, a lot of you listening to us in Vermont and in New York and in New Jersey, Connecticut, Vermont, New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, taxes there anywhere $4,331 up to $5,464 for each taxpayer annually, and it just depends what drives up state tax revenues on the eastern seaboard. You know, New Jersey people complain. In fact, when I was back, people were complaining about the property taxes, that theirs are the highest in the nation, but the state doesn't collect them. It's the local municipalities that do, the Morristowns, New Jersey, the Cherry Hills, they're the ones. So real estate taxes, the state pulls in pretty big money there. In Vermont, the state collects $167 and change per year per taxpayer for alcohol purchases. It's the 10th highest booze tax in the country. Connecticut gets nailed for a couple of different things. They the people of Connecticut, the state income taxes on just individuals are the highest in the country, $3,145 collected and like 82 cents collected per person. New Hampshire, though, the live free or die state, this is a good deal. The people that live there, they live completely free of income tax. Yeah. New Hampshire, they're pretty frugal. They don't have a lot of services, and they don't have to pay. That might be the way a lot of people are going in the future. The norm, I guess, the way to think, or the way government is thinking, is tax the high income people. But that can also blow back in their faces. In Maryland, what happened to them in 2008? They were trying to raise more money, you know, get some more money in the state coffers. They started taxing millionaires. But what that did is the millionaires just deferred the capital gains, or they found other ways around it. When they put in the millionaires tax, they just did something different, or they moved away. That's what's happening in New Jersey. A lot of people are moving away. Nobody likes taxes, right? And how about the sales tax rate with a record high, the U.S. sales tax? I'm going to talk about that for a few seconds.
The healing revolution is here. Naturally. Announcing King Bio Natural Medicines. Over 200 powerful physician-tested homeopathic formulas for mind, body, and pets. Get fast relief this allergy season with King Bio's Allergy and Hay Fever Reliever. When you order online today, you'll receive a free guide booklet to natural medicine. Supplies limited, so order at kingbio.com. That's kingbio.com.
kingbio.com, your natural pharmaceutical company.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
The mighty Roman soldier was given a daily ration of fermented fish oil. The stoic Scandinavian Viking had a drum of fermenting cod livers outside the door of his home. And Grandma always had cod liver oil in the cupboard. Today, Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality, nutrient-dense cod and other fish liver oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, through fermentation. Cold-fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture's products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. Receive a 20% discount off your first order at greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code radio at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good for a limited time. Call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818 or go to greenpasture.org today.
Coming up on America Tonight, we're going to check the mail. You know how often I am pumping the mailbag. Send us your thoughts. AmericaTonight.net. So where would we be if we didn't go to the mailbag and check out what you had to say? And lately, there have been a lot of people that have been sounding off about health care, of course, and some other things that we've talked about on this show. So we will get to that in just a few moments. But before we do, I promise this because I happened to see this on some website or some article that I read. It might have been that same Forbes thing, and they were talking about sales tax. Chicago has the highest big city sales tax. If you go to Chicago, it's 10.25%. The 10.25%. That's crazy. So they're talking about dropping it down to 9.75%, so that would be the same as L.A. But the tax is, you know, it depends. Sales tax for what? Every state has a different deal, and a lot of local areas have a different deal, depending on what it is. Meaning that what are you putting the tax on? Groceries? Is it clothing? Is it levied on other things? And then you have states who don't have state income tax. But now we're just talking about the sales tax. So here's what the deal is on sales tax. Chicago, like I said, has the highest. They're going to pull that down. It will be the same as L.A. In New York, it's 8.875. I don't think this is a surprise. Other big cities, San Francisco, Seattle, 9.5. New Orleans, 9%. That's pretty high. I live in Dallas, and we have a pretty steep sales tax. Dallas is 8.25%, along with Houston and Charlotte. Vegas is 8.1. Philadelphia and Atlanta, 8%. In Arizona, voters are going to go to the polls on May 18th to decide on a 1% rise in the state's 5.6% rate for 3 years. If they approve this, it would jump from 8.3 to 9.3%. And a lot of the high sales taxes are, they're trying to grab dollars from tourists is the thought. So New Orleans, you know, people going back to New Orleans, Colorado, people skiing, for example, New York, that's pretty obvious. People going to see a show or touring anything in New York. So the idea is that the tourists will pay this, rental cars, hotel rooms. Oh, and that's brutal when you go to New York. You think, you always have to think of the sales tax, what you get hit with in the hotel taxes. And nationally, sales tax in 2008, because I think that's the most they had the statistics for. They didn't have 2009 together yet, but sales tax in 2008 generated more revenue for state and local governments, about $450 billion. Wow. And if you look at that number, that's more than property taxes or personal income taxes. Some people think, hey, that's what we should do. Throw the sales tax out there, and then if people make it high and if people can afford it, they're not going to, they won't buy it. And that's how we could cut down on some of the problems that we're having. But, you know, good in theory, but not really in execution, because if nobody's buying any disposable goods and you're slamming up a high number, or even in the area you're trying to get tourists in, if it's ridiculously high than any of the numbers I said, way above that, then you would shoot yourself in the, you would shoot yourself in the foot. You know, it's interesting. West Virginia adopted the country's first sales tax. They were the first people to step there. Thanks, West Virginia. 1921. Mm-hmm. And there's been talk about a national sales tax, but there's nobody's ever jumped on that. I don't like the idea of a national sales tax across the border. You know, we talked to Sam and Al and some other people calling in Canada. They have a national 5% sales tax, and only two of the provinces have combined sales tax of 12% or higher. The highest, this is a high number. Boy, you'd hear people squeal in the U.S. and New York if they had this. The highest is 15.5% on Prince Edward Island. Woo, that's pretty high. I don't like the idea. I don't like the idea of national sales tax. I'm going to say forget that. Gee, our sales tax could rise high enough to meet the unemployment number. Hmm. Let's head to the mailbag, shall we?
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, thank you very much. So let's hit a couple of the hot topics, if you will. I hate that word topic, but things that we've talked about on the show. That's a better way to say it. And healthcare reform, I mean, you know, we have beat that sucker to death like everybody else because it affects every single one of us. So whether you think it's great, and I'm always inviting people to call in who think it's great, who think the change is good and believe truly that it won't be a mess when it's all said and done, please call or please send me an email. Here's one from Brad C. Hi, Kate. I've been listening to all the discussions about healthcare reform now for a very long time, not just on your show, but on Rush's show and a lot of other fare out there. It's interesting. I'm a Democrat, but I have to say I voted for Obama, and I'm incredibly upset by healthcare reform. It stinks to high heaven, and I have to agree with some of what you've played on your show from Senator Lindsey Graham, who seems to be on the right track when it comes to health care. It really is just a bunch of noise and special interest when it comes down to it. So now that it goes through, All I keep wondering is exactly what you're saying on the air. Follow the money, and ultimately, what is it going to cost every single one of us? And the answer to that is personal. It depends on your situation, and that's what's so scary. There is no blanket answer. Are you single? Do you have children? Are you divorced? Are you in your 20s? Are you self-employed? But everybody is affected by it, and everybody in the nation is affected because of the deficit, the deficit, the deficit. And mark my words, we're going to regret some of the things that are contained in that bill, but I think most of you realize that. And I'm digging through things and trying to make them, like I did tonight, I'm trying to give you as many personal examples as I can of what the scenarios are that lie out, that are out there in the future. The pre-existing condition, you know, evaporating that, we all like that. And we knew there was going to be some kind of reform, just not necessarily this version. Here's one from Dennis D. I like that. I like when it's like me, where you don't write your whole name. Dennis D. Yo, yo. Isn't that what you say sometimes on the show? Yeah. It's been a long time since I said that. When are you bringing back sports? I love it when you talk about sports. It's a nice break from all the nasty news of the day. You call it lightening the load. Bring back some more sports. I used to listen to you on The Fan. Good job. I'll keep listening. All right. We will bring back more sports. And we do Nail the Score. We're doing that in the third hour of our next show. So if you tune in the third hour, the two, you know, it's the final four. So the two games that are left, you get a chance to try to nail those. We'll see if anybody comes close, if anybody actually nails the score, which would be great. Oh, I would love for somebody to nail the score. So tough to do, but you have another chance on this show. And then for the final game, you'll have a chance to do that too. Here's the last one for you, and this one is from Francis McDermott. Francis says, Kate, I love it when you do the birthdays, and the reason I love it when you do the birthdays is because you always preface it with, I try as hard as I can, but I think you're going to recognize however many names are on the list. And it's always funny because it's true. Sometimes I do know the names of the people that you are talking about, and I think it's funny to try to guess how old they are. And quite often I have absolutely no clue about any of the actors, especially whose birthdays you announce. I know, that's why it's kind of like my disclaimer. You might not recognize these names, but it's their birthday. You know what I'm saying? You can always send me your thoughts, AmericaTonight.net.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.